Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Iran's intelligence minister says that the mastermind and main commander of Wednesday's terror attacks in the capital, Tehran, has been killed by security forces. Sayed Mahmoud Alavi said the slain terrorists had planned and coordinated these attacks. He added the mastermind had fled the country on Wednesday, but that Iranian forces managed to track him down with the cooperation of intelligence services of allied countries and then neutralize him. Senior Iranian official noted the intelligence ministry had been witnessing a sharp increase in terrorist movements throughout Iran in the past 2 months. Earlier, Iran's police chief Hossein Ashtadi announced the arrest of over 60 terror suspects throughout in police raids. The June 7th attacks on Imam Khomeini Mausoleum and a parliament building left 17 people dead and dozens wounded. The Daesh terror group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. And joining us out of Boston for more on the story is Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Hello there, Professor Afrasiabi. Thanks for joining us. Now, your thoughts, please, on the terror attacks we witnessed in Tehran and this response, this heavy response we've seen from Iran's security and intelligence apparatus in its aftermath.
Well, it was an unfortunate development that reflected some of Iran's security vulnerabilities. This was, in my opinion, a major security breach that will require being seriously addressed by the country's security apparatuses so that future such attacks will be successfully prevented. And as you said earlier, there have been a number of attempts and incursions by ISIS and, you know, the related terrorists that were quelled and were not able to, you know, be successfully implemented. But this one did, unfortunately, and left a number of casualties. But, you know, ISIS is increasing its tentacles in Afghanistan, according to many reports, and you know, it's also attacking a number of other countries. So we should not really be surprised that this happened. And in fact, one might say that, you know, this might have happened even much earlier. The issue is how to interpret it correctly in light of the fact that some countries have been quietly cheering for it, and we heard the repugnant statement by the U.S. President that partially blamed Iran and so on. And, you know, this has been interpreted as part of the growing regional tension and escalation in Persian Gulf region in particular. And, you know, this is very unique because you don't see that when an ISIS attack transpires in London or Paris and so forth. But with Iran, it was somewhat different. And I think that that is because ISIS is in many ways a proxy force for some other countries doing the dirty work. And in this case, there's no doubt that some elements in Saudi Arabia have been complicit in it.
Thank you for joining us, Doctor, on the program. That's Professor Kaveh Afrasiabi joining us out of Boston, Massachusetts, author.